Hi, I'm Connie Newman. Here's Adam Glenn in conversation with Samantha Rodick.
There are many options available to people as they age in terms of how they can get around, and one that many may be at least vaguely familiar with is the idea of a mobility scooter. So tell us about them, how are they used, and how can people learn more?
Yeah, mobility scooters are actually becoming very popular across our province. I see it a lot more in rural communities, but we know that people are starting to use it within their very local community just to get around. So when we think mobility scooters, oftentimes people think of those moped-style scooters, and that's actually not what they are. Mobility scooters would be the comparison to like an electric wheelchair. So we put it under the category of a mobility aid. We know it is a really great form of transportation. There are hundreds of different styles of them. You have to really research and inform yourself before you make that decision. And the most important thing, because we know people are using them, we just want people to know that by law in Manitoba, mobility scooters are supposed to be on the sidewalks like a pedestrian. If there are no sidewalks, you should be on the road facing traffic again, like you are a pedestrian, and then go back onto the sidewalks when you can safely do so. When we say that mobility scooters fall under the category of a mobility aid, mobility scooters should not replace the use of an electric wheelchair. And this is where we see a lot of older adults have trouble with mobility scooters. You have to have some functional ability to continue to operate mobility scooters. So they are a really great way to get around. Try it out, test it out, and see if it works for you. But do so in a safely manner, because it can be very dangerous.
That was Adam Glenn in conversation with Samantha from Transportation Options Network for Seniors. I'm Connie Newman. Remember, knowledge is power.